Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. When people deny the Trinity, they'll often point to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 in order to prove their oneness false doctrine. Here's what the verse says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Now I'm going to give you a quick answer to this in this video. But to get the in-depth teaching that you need on this, be sure to listen to my full sermons, The Names of God, Parts 1 and 2, I just preached about a month ago. Again, that's The Names of God, Part 1, and The Names of God, Part 2. Now, what oneness people are trying to teach with this verse, they're saying, you know, that basically Jesus Christ is called the Everlasting Father. So they make the logical leap that therefore Jesus is God the Father. Because obviously this verse is talking about Jesus. It's a prophecy about him being born. And they say right there, the Everlasting Father. But when they read it as God the Father. That's not what it says. It says the Everlasting Father. The quick answer to this is that in the Old Testament, there are many different names used for God. He's called God. He's called the Lord. He's called Jehovah, Adonai, Elohim, Lord of Hosts, God Almighty, Ancient of Days. And all of these Old Testament names can be used for God in general, or they can be applied to the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost. So every single one of the Old Testament names of God can be applied to Jesus Christ, or they can be applied to just God in general, or just to God the Father. So, for example, Ancient of Days is only used in one chapter, Daniel chapter 7, but in that chapter, in one place it refers to the Father, and another place it refers to Jesus. And, you know, you could easily prove many scriptures where Jehovah is referring to Jesus, other places where Jehovah is referring to God the Father. Same goes with the word God. Unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God. So in the Old Testament, all of the names of God are referring to God in general, and they can be used for any member of the Trinity. So this list of names is no exception. Wonderful. That doesn't just apply to Jesus. It applies to God in general. Is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So when we see the term Everlasting Father, God in general is the Everlasting Father. So in general, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, just God is the Everlasting Father. This is not saying that Jesus is specifically God the Father. Now, when we get into the New Testament, we see names that are specific to the members of the Godhead, okay? In the Old Testament, all of the names are just referring to God in general. But in the New Testament, we have specific names. God the Father, that's a name that only applies to God the Father. And then we've got the name Jesus. That name only applies to the Son of God. And then we've got the name Holy Ghost. So in the New Testament, the members of the Trinity have specific names. But in the Old Testament, all names of God refer to God in general. And this is very easy to prove from the Bible. And again, I'm not going to preach the whole sermon in this short video. Watch the sermon, The Names of God, Parts 1 and 2. And I prove conclusively that Jehovah, the Lord God, whether it's Elohim, Adonai, Lord of Hosts, that all of those names are names of God in general and can be applied to the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, whatever. And it's the same thing with this term, the Everlasting Father. That's a name for God in general, not saying that Jesus is specifically God the Father, not saying he's his own Father or that he begat himself. That is nonsense and foolishness. God bless you. Have a great day.